Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. 2 years later, George Floyd's death, taking a look at how has life changed? How is it different? It's certainly different. And there have been a lot of changes. Many of them for the good. Some slow. Some seem to be stuck in neutral. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the man that runs the 4th Precinct in the north side of Minneapolis, Charlie Adams. And he is somebody that I always check with to get the temperature of what's going on in Minneapolis and beyond. And Charlie, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Take me back. I guess I don't think I've ever asked you this question, but it happened on Memorial Day 2020. Do you remember that day? Did you know right away that this was going to be something that was going to be drastic and significant, or was there not enough information at that time?
Well, you know, I received a call from my boss that morning and told me to go look at a particular community person's Facebook site to look at the video. And once I watched the video, I knew that we had some issues. Mm. So I immediately got ready, went down to my office, which was in City Hall, called up Chief Aaron Dondo, and I asked him, I said, what do you need from me? He said, I need you to be at a 10 o'clock meeting with the community folks. So that's what I did that day and met with the community folks a couple hours.
What did they say to you at that time? Were they giving you feedback? What was it?
Well, the thing is, most of the community folks and some of my community partners, like Spike Moss, Reverend McAfee, Levy Pounds was there, Armstrong, I should say, and just a host of different community people I've been knowing for years. So there just was a discussion about what the chief was going to do. Talked about, you know, the importance to come out right away with some type of statement. They talked about having a particular officer Chauvin fired at that time. They weren't really sure about the other three officers at that point in time. But the chief said he had some things. He had to check with the city attorneys, some things. And I think about 1:30 is when he made his announcement that he had terminated all the officers involved.
Did you think that there was going to be great unrest and protest at that point in time, or was it hard to tell?
At that point, that day, it was hard to tell, right? You know, but I know what had happened in the past with some of our other officer involved, that, you know, their potential for the unrest was going to be there.
Now, on top of that, your son is also on the front lines once this thing starts to reach its apex, and your son Charles is out there as an officer defending, and he's literally on the front lines. And as I recall, at best, I mean, it was pretty. The officers were, you know, I don't want to say they were targeted, but certainly they were. They were not respected like you think they might be in normal circumstances. What was that like to have him out there as well? And I know that you guys are well trained in this and you've seen things like that, but what was that like to not know you're sending him into the unknown as well?
Well, the interesting thing about that, he was out there and he was doing security for the firefighters, for Minneapolis firefighters. Yep. And I didn't learn until he did a HBO special that they were being shot at. And that was months way after this, and he never told me that story how he feared for his life and the other officers that were out there. So, yeah, he was in the midst of it. Bullets were flying over their heads, and they were there for protection for our Minneapolis firefighters.
Yeah,
trying to put out the fires.
He told me that the turning point, at least for the police officers, was when the Humvees showed up from the National Guard, because the optics of that changed the crowd in terms of crowd control. Do you remember that piece of it?
Yeah, I do. I remember when they showed up, and when we had the additional resources from the State Patrol and from the National Guard, it was just a different feeling that now we have more support, because our officers for those couple of days were really overworked. They were trying to pull every resource from NPD to go out there and be on the front lines. And at that point, we just really didn't have enough people to deal with the mass crowds.
And Charlie, what was it like the next few days? Were you guys on edge? Were you sleeping at the office? What do you do? How do you form at that point?
Well, you know, my position was a community, right? So we formed some community groups to go out and do some community protection for the neighborhoods that we couldn't protect, right? One of my main points of contact was Reverend Jerry McAfee and the other black ministers who went out and protected like Solo Foods, because we kind of lost Cub Foods in North Minneapolis due to some looting and things like that. So I was just positioning different community groups to help us make sure our community is protected. So, but my night, I was up every day and I didn't go to bed at 3 o'clock at night, right? Because I was in strict communication with the 4th Precinct Inspector. At that time, it was Kevin Paulfus and his staff. And then I was also in contact with Chief Aaron Dondo, you know, nightly. So it was real chaotic for all of us.
You remember that Saturday, Thursday night, they burned down the 3rd Precinct. Friday night, they shut down 35 for a while, and then Lake Street was set on fire. And the next day, they implemented a curfew, and everybody knew it was at 8 o'clock at night. Charlie, I don't know if you remember this, because I was over in North Minneapolis that day, I remember, and talking to some business owners and whatnot. But it was a beautiful day, and you could just feel it building throughout the day. Like 8 o'clock was the line in the sand, and nobody knew what was going to happen, and different business owners were going to protect their businesses at all costs. I just remember that eerie feeling in North Minneapolis as you saw cars driving around and you weren't quite sure who was on what side of things. What do you remember about that day?
Well, you know, that actually the Friday is what I remember the most, because when they were in the 5th Precinct and they were burning down like the bank, Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I was right there. They've taken that ATM machine apart. Yep.
Right. And I worked in that precinct as a patrol officer for 7 years, right? And then went back for a couple more years as a sergeant. So that really hit home for me, because that was my area that I patrolled for all those years. So, you know, and the very next day, I was just so upset about what happened over there, all those businesses being burnt out. You know, it was that eerie feeling. I think I reached out to our local radio station when the curfew was going to be imposed. I reached out to KMLJ,
yep.
You know, and had KMLJ and Walter Huber Banks.
Huber,
you know, I reached out to him, and I actually reached out to Terry Lewis to do some type of public service announcement about go inside for the curfew. So I was actually in communication with Terry Lewis and his brother Jerome Benton out in California. And so Terry did a little quick PSA for us, and we were able to get that on KMLJ through Walter Banks.
Ooh,
so
there was a lot going on. So tell me this. How has it changed in the last 2 years? How do you feel about North Minneapolis, the 4th Precinct, or even over the 3rd Precinct? You're familiar with them all. How is it different 2 years later?
I think people are still, hurting over it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the healing has not really begun, I don't think, with some communities. I mean, Northside, our community is basically starting to heal, and they've been very supportive of myself and my staff and my officers. And I like to tell the story how we had an open bid this year for officers to go to any precinct within the city, and my precinct was the first precinct to fill up. And it wasn't because of my leadership. It was because they know they received support from the residents of North Minneapolis, right? I don't think the other precincts are seeing so much support, you know. But it's been a lot of change for us in Minneapolis. There's been so many policy changes that it's kind of hard to keep up. Every week there's 3 or 4 different policy changes that we have to make changes to. So we've been doing a lot to make those policy changes with the last 2 years.
I know one of the areas that concerns you a great deal, which isn't in the 4th Precinct, but downtown Minneapolis. And I asked you one night, we were talking, and I said, why is that? And you said, because many of the areas are territorial, meaning you know the people. But in downtown, they gather, and they're from all over. And therefore, you don't know, and you don't have the same contacts and conduits that you do in other segments of the city. And that's why downtown Minneapolis becomes a little bit more potentially scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, and I've always learned when I worked in Mayor Belton's office that downtown Minneapolis is important to the state of Minnesota. If we lose downtown Minneapolis, then the state loses, right? So it's important that we make sure downtown Minneapolis is safe. I know Inspector Peterson has done a great job of taking that, you know, 9th and Nicollet area back. He's also used community resources such as New Salem Inc. If we push for peace, Mad Dads,
yep.
Groups on the ground to go over there and assist Target with some of the issues they were having over there. So, it's interesting to see other inspectors using community folks to help assist with some of the crime issues.
Charlie, if you see a group of people gathered, as we do frequently downtown Minneapolis, and you've got a police uniform on, is it easy for you to walk in and begin conversations with them, or is it a stay-away situation? What is that like when you see people and you say, I can't quite tell what's going on there, but I got a pretty good idea it's not good?
Well, yeah, I mean, like North Minneapolis, I mean, you know, I experience that all the time. I'll just go up and ask them what's going on, you know, and have that conversation with them. A lot of times when you have the conversation with folks, you know, then you'll get a sense of what's going on, right? Most people, you know, we try to tell our officers, you just got to go out there and talk to folks and find out what's going on and just have a conversation. They may just be hanging out and not even really doing anything, right? And then you learn a lot from them that was actually what's going on in the area. If you just open your mouth and have a conversation with them.
Last, Charlie, how do you see the next year in North Minneapolis? What concerns you the most? What gives you the most optimism?
Well, you know, our violence is still up. We had a double homicide 2 weeks ago. Then there was a double homicide on Robbinsdale. All that stuff is connected. So I've just got to, you know, keep making sure that, you know, my officers respond, give service to the community. You know, I'm working really hard with my community partners, but we have a lot of other agencies like ATF. We have Hennepin County Voltoff. We have the State Patrol. We have a lot of partners that's coming in and working in North Minneapolis, which actually is going to make a difference. You know, for the bad guys out there creating problems in the community, we're going to come after you.
We're coming.
That's my motto.
We're coming, right?
Yep, we're coming.
Yep. Make no mistake, and you heard it. So don't think we're not. Hey, Charlie, thank you so much. Always enjoy it. Thank you for some perspective on this. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Charlie Adams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.